Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast for 2022. Today we're exploring Capricorn season and the Capricorn new moon. Capricorn season began on December 22nd and will continue until the 20th of January. The mantra for Capricorn is I master. And look, hot tip, if you're in the market for mastering something this month, now is your chance. Not only is the sun in Capricorn, but so is Mercury, Venus, Pluto, Mars, and on January 3rd, the Moon. But we'll get to that in a minute. When the Sun is in Capricorn, we often feel this urge to get shit done. Take responsibility, check in with our values, and take inspired action. And I don't know about you, but I always get my head in the game big time when it's Capricorn season. It's kind of an inconvenient time of year, as many people are on holidays and enjoying being silly. Tis the season after all, but for me, this is always when I get my big ideas, feel myself wanting to plan big projects and set out my intentions for the year ahead. But because many of us are resting still, instead of channeling all of this earthy Capricorn energy into productivity, see if you can use it to create structure, systems, and a vision for what it is that you want to create in 2022. Capricorn is all about tangible results. So take this time to work out what it is you desire for yourself and then strategize the action steps it will take to get there. If you've been toying with the concept of New Year's resolutions, may I suggest you hold off and instead take some time on the Capricorn new moon to set some intentions for the year ahead. Like I said, the energy of Capricorn is particularly potent at the moment. So it's less about feelings and positive affirmations and more about taking inspired action that leads to results. Capricorn is not known for its emotional expressiveness. I've dated a few, I'm related to a few, I'm friends with a few Cap moons and Cap risings. I get it. They don't like to chat about feelings. What they are masters at is practicality, rationality, and of course, determination. So how can you channel these traits into your month? And when emotions do get heightened, and they will when the Cancer full moon rolls around in a couple of weeks, remember, not all will be worth your time. So can you be the Capricorn goat on the mountain and rise above it? Focus on the tangible. Stay present. And if you need to write a list or draw a map to make sense of things, then absolutely do that. Capricorn is about the awareness of responsibility. In a year that dismantled us all in various ways, this season is here to say, what can you take responsibility for and what are you going to do about it? All it takes is a little self-awareness, and self-responsibility is a key component of this. Capricorn season invites you to look inward so that you're able to create a life that you truly desire. Self-awareness is the ultimate life hack, and Capricorns love a good life hack. And honestly, if you're ready to make your New Year intentions into a reality, then it's worth noting that self-awareness is integral to a successful manifestation practice. If you're ready to manifest what you desire in 2022, then I recommend joining my new 8-week manifestation course, Manifest Who You Are. Over 8 weeks, you'll learn everything that you need to know to manifest anything you want. And as an added bonus, you'll learn more about who you are than ever before. And I have a very, very special offer for Lunar Lover listeners. If you join my new course, Manifest Who You Are, by the Capricorn New Moon on January 3rd, you'll also get a 12-month membership to become a Lunar Lover absolutely free. So that's a free 12-month membership to my Lunar Lover membership, which includes online moon circles, journal prompts, yoga classes, and so much more every time the moon is new or full for absolutely nothing when you sign up to my new course, Manifest Who You Are, before January 3rd. To find out more about the course or sign up right now, just click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com for more information. Okay, let's have a look at this upcoming Capricorn new moon. The Capricorn new moon will take place on Monday, January 3rd at 5:33 a.m. in Sydney, Sunday, January 2nd at 6:33 p.m. in London, and 1:33 p.m. in New York. Capricorn energy is the perfect energy to infuse the first new moon of a new year because it's ideal for calling in long-term clarity and visions for the year ahead. The objective of Capricorn is to maintain integrity with achieving its intentions. If ever I've heard a mantra for manifestation, it is this. I think what's most advantageous with Capricorn energy, or rather encouraging, is that its strategy requires patience, endurance, and self-discipline, qualities we've all learnt to embody over the last couple of years. We did a lot of reflecting in 2021, so know that you are ready to take confident strides into 2022. You're more evolved, more prepared, and hopefully more self-aware. From this place, create a plan. Give that plan structure. Stay grounded and practical in your pursuits. This is Capricorn. We've got all the time in the world to get in touch with our emotions when the next Cancer full moon comes in a couple of weeks, and we can get innovative and inventive with the Aquarius new moon that will follow that. But this week, we're channeling the dependable, practical, committed, and responsible intention setter that has the utmost confidence in their own potential. The sign for Capricorn is the sea goat. So not many people are aware of this. Everyone just thinks it's a goat, but it's actually a sea goat. Capricorn is not just the goat that can scale the tallest and rockiest mountain, but also the sea creature that can and will swim to the deepest depths of the ocean to reach their goals, or in our case, manifest their intentions. No terrain is insurmountable for Capricorn energy. And I don't know about you, but I feel so inspired and motivated by this sheer determination. Okay, so before we have a look at some of the ways we can work with this new moon, let's have a look at some of the ways you can work with me in 2022. Of course, you can become a Lunar Lover member. You're free to cancel your membership at any time. And this month, I've created a special new moon circle to help you set intentions specifically for 2022. It's a really beautiful alternative to setting resolutions, and it will set you up for manifesting everything you desire for yourself, not just this year, but in all the years that follow. So to become a Lunar Lover member and get access to that new moon, new year circle, just click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. And again, if you're ready to manifest something big this year, then consider joining me for my 8-week manifestation course, Manifest Who You Are. We kick off on January 23rd, and I am confident that if you do the work with me along the way, you'll pull off some epic manifestations in 2022. Because here's the thing, the universe doesn't see any difference between small manifestations and big, juicy manifestations. They all hold equal energy. It's you who decides whether something is achievable or out of your reach. So if you're ready to join me and finally manifest that thing you've been working on, then click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com. And remember, anyone who signs up by January 3rd will get a 12-month Lunar Lover membership absolutely free. That's valued at $400 and you get it for nothing. Okay, let's have a look at some ways to work with the Capricorn new moon. Give it another shot. If you tried your hand at something and it didn't work out, or perhaps it was an intention that you set that you kind of gave up on after it didn't manifest, then this new moon is a good time to try again. But this time, try it with a new angle, a new perspective, or perhaps a new method. Write a business plan or life plan. They don't call Capricorn the CEO of the zodiac for nothing. This is a great time to look at the bigger picture, not so much the finer details. Once you have clarity about what the future looks like, then you can start looking at some practical action steps that you can take to make your vision into a reality. Connect to your masculinity. Perhaps you've felt the masculine energy of Capricorn season already. And of course, I'm not referring to gender here, but rather the energy of yang, action, building, and doing. It might also mean connecting with the masculine representatives in your life. So again, that's not necessarily men, but classically it could be father figures, brother roles, those sorts of people. But also, you know, there's a lot of women in your life that will hold masculine energy. I know that I have quite a bit of masculine energy. So just being conscious of that. And if you feel like you're lacking it, then perhaps connecting with these people. Be both intuitive and material. Remember that sea goat I spoke of? Well, it's a beautiful representation of the intuitive water energy and earthbound practicality. Recognize that they can coexist and apply this dichotomy to your 2022 intentions. Manifestation is, after all, a beautiful dance between action and surrender, intuition and practicality, the heart and the mind. All right, if you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support Lunar Lover, I'd love you to share this episode by taking a screenshot on your phone and sharing it to your Instagram stories. You can tag me at Jordana Levine and also tag Lunar Lover at Luna__, so that's 2 underscores, Lover. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.